WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 7 o'clock and 30 degrees. A frost advisory, there you go, until 9 o'clock today. The little frost on the pumpkin today. It's too late for some of my little flowers, I think. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consignment clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today marks 1 year since the Hamas attacks in Israel that left nearly 1,200 Israelis dead and nearly 250 taken hostage. Commemorations across Israel and in many U.S. cities as well. In the past year, more than 40,000 Palestinians have died in fighting between Israeli troops and Hamas militants in Gaza. Israel also striking Hezbollah targets in Lebanon recently. The presidential election now less than a month away. Another visit to a key battleground over the weekend for Donald Trump.
Former President Trump taking the stage in Wisconsin yesterday, his fourth visit in 7 days to the Badger State, promising mass deportations of undocumented immigrants.
We're not going to be stuck with them. We're going to be bringing them back, and we're going to shove them right down their throat.
While attacking the Biden administration's response to Hurricane Helene, despite praise from several Republican governors.
There is another hurricane headed straight for Florida, Milton, now a Category 3, expected to make landfall Wednesday. This is ABC News. A 72-year-old American sentenced to nearly 7 years in a Russian prison for fighting with the Ukrainian army. The NTSB now trying to figure out what happened to a Frontier Airlines flight that caught fire over the weekend in Las Vegas.
Flames spew from the Airbus 321 as it hits the tarmac.
We were just in shock. We're like, you see this on movies and shows, but you don't expect it to happen to you.
The pilot declaring an emergency after detecting smoke in the cockpit. The wheel melted, firefighters dousing the flames. Federal investigators sending the cockpit voice recorder and flight data to the NTSB lab in Washington, D.C. for evaluation.
ABC's Zoreen Shaw. Rivers around the world running drier in 2023, the UN Weather Agency says. Last year was the driest one in more than three decades for the world's rivers. Experts at the World Meteorological Organization say that climate change is making cycles more erratic and unpredictable. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, WRCO listeners. Do you have a costume for your little trick-or-treater yet? At the Creative Outlet, we have costumes of all sizes, tagged with resale prices, and some of them even still have the original store tags on them. Come check out our Halloween selection of costumes and other seasonal decorating goodies before they disappear. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street in Richland Center, and we are ready to help your family enjoy this Halloween.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar-off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Good morning from WRCO and WRCE. We're at 30 degrees this morning, and we'll check forecast details. Coming up for the week, it looks pretty nice for a first full week in October.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
From October 9th to October 15th, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See stores for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Court & Main.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, a high temp in the mid to upper 60s with sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Patchy frost possible, a low of 38. Nice again Tuesday with mostly sunny skies and a high of 70. 39 Tuesday night, 72 Wednesday, 75 Thursday, Friday 81, and Saturday 66 for a high. Right now at WRCO Studios, after an earlier reading in the 50s, our bottom fell out overnight. So right now we're at 30 degrees, which is the overnight low.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. This one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas with his own hand. Brought down angels from the promised land. He gave them a place where they could dance. If you wanna see
the sunshine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. He took a rest, and then on the very next day. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. Well, I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Josh Abbott and Friends, Casey Donahue, and Randy Rogers Band, a little tune called God Bless Texas. Hello, friends. It's 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. This particular week, October 7th through the 12th, happens to be National 4-H Week. Richland County 4-H is celebrating with many events this week, including an open house Tuesday evening at the Richland Intermediate School, and the annual 4-H Medallion Hunt is on. So let us begin with this clue. The 4-H medallion is hidden somewhere in a public place for all to access within Richland County. You should look high, look low, but look for four in a row. If you find the medallion, please contact the Richland County Extension Office at 608-647-6148. Again, you should look high, look low, but look for four in a row. Happy National 4-H Week. And we begin another week with, oh my goodness, lots of stuff going on this weekend. More homecomings at Weston and at Ithaca this weekend. The Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming on Saturday as well. On Friday night, the Richland Center City Auditorium will be filled with some blues. The Jimmies are coming to town. And one of the most highly acclaimed Madison area bands. They've played worldwide. And opening up for them will be Annie and the Crush. So, good time will be held by all. Hey, we've got a couple of tickets. A couple of tickets for the Jimmies to kick off your Monday and start your week right. We'll give these to caller 10 at 608-647-4155.
We got a pontoon boat with a Yamaha. People dressed like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the eyes of all the pretty girls that are walking by. Those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, tan lines and gas station cheap sunglasses. Yeah, the fish ain't biting 'cause the party's on. Oh man, I think
Seattle, southbound, unwound, Tennessee, run me kind of buzz. Them south sounds outbound, summer dripping off of us. From the riverbanks to the party cold, long as it flows, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down. And you're southbound, southbound.
Carrie Underwood and WRCO, caller number 10. Congrats to Mackenzie Parkhurst. Way to go, Mackenzie. She wins courtesy of WRCO and the Richland County Performing Arts Council and at the Jimmy's in Richland Center Friday night. Doors open at 7. Actually, doors open at 6. Show at 7 with Annie and the Crush, followed by the Jimmy's. Some R&B gold. They are well-renowned, world-renowned as well. Keep listening for your chance to win and qualify from country and community, WRCO.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Yeah, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. Wild side, they say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a friend. How no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your church and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Yeah, I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Brooks and Dunn on WRCO and a brand new man. Well, let's see what old Hank Bray is doing. Maybe he feels like a brand new man. I don't know. We'll see how his jokes are in just a moment.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner,
I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Juliet State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
October is National Physical Therapy Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer a wide variety of physical therapy services within our community. Physical therapists help individuals recover from injury, address chronic pain, and restore functional mobility. Our physical therapists create custom treatment plans tailored to patient needs. Let our movement experts get you back to doing what you love. For more information on how physical therapy can benefit you, talk to your primary care provider today.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out! Ride them in! Cut them out! Ride them in rawhide!
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hey, yeah.
How was your weekend, buddy?
Good. We had another wedding.
Yes? You got married again?
I did, yep.
Poor Joe.
Fourth time or fifth time this year.
That's kind of nice, huh?
Yeah.
She keeps saying yes.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. Well, no, I wouldn't go that far, but nonetheless, yeah, we've been busy. We were in northeastern Illinois.
Oh.
Sort of in the Chicago area. The wedding was actually in Yorkville, okay. Illinois. Yes. And amazing, and it's happening here too, but along the flat land of Illinois, everywhere you look, there was a big combine out in the bean field.
Oh, I'm sure.
Out in the cornfield or whatever, and dust blowing everywhere.
We're dry.
Yeah, we are.
But anyway, good weekend for college football upsets.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes. I didn't hear anything about the Razorbacks winning.
Badgers won big.
Yeah. Half of my teams won.
Half of your teams won.
Yeah, you know, my two favorite teams are Arkansas and whoever plays the Badgers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Arkansas beat number 4 Tennessee, if you didn't hear that.
Oh, that's nice.
You didn't even have that on the radio.
No, I didn't. No, I missed that one. Well, I was gone all weekend.
Well, but that was they were top five team in the country.
Bigger news, though, was the number one going down, though.
Yeah, and then Missouri going down, Michigan going down. I mean, what, four of the top 10 teams got beat.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, the team that upset
Vanderbilt.
Alabama. Yeah, Vanderbilt. Did you hear about they're going to get charged a whole bunch of money?
$100,000.
Because
Arkansas got charged $250,000.
Oh, is that right? I didn't hear that part of it.
Because it's their second offense.
Well, what did Arkansas do?
Well, they beat Tennessee.
I know, but what did they do? Wreck the goalposts and stuff?
No, they charge any, and the SEC has you can't charge on the field after the ball game.
So okay.
huge fun.
But Vanderbilt not only did that, but they tore down the goalposts and threw them in the Tennessee River.
Yeah, so they drug them through Nashville. First time ever of beating a top, an AP top 10 team. That's just crazy.
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
But did you hear Nick Saban on Saturday?
No.
He goes, Vanderbilt should be the only team in the SEC that Alabama shouldn't have a problem with before the game.
Ooh.
Yeah, talk about some, that'd be some chalkboard material.
That might have been, right, exactly. So, we had some good high school games in the area.
Yes, we did.
Friday night, too.
Yeah, instant classic at Richland Center.
Yeah, that was a fun game to call. Mm-hmm. And Richland Center getting a field goal with 9 seconds left to lift them up by a point. And
wow.
Still wasn't a done deal, but it did
That's
end.
Pretty neat, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was so. A nail-biter.
Anyway, I was doing fall ball yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Last day for fall softball. Ithaca was there, and then I did Ithaca Friday night, Ithaca Thursday night, and then Ithaca Tuesday night. I think Ithaca's tired of all
hanging. I imagine they are.
So.
Huh. But in fact, that leads me to, we have a present for you today, Hank.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, delivered by one of your fans. So why don't you just go ahead and open it
I'm
there.
Afraid to.
No, I don't.
Oh,
here we go. I think it's
here
fine.
Here we go.
What do you have? Oh.
Oh, it's a referee shirt with a...
Referee shirt?
With a target on the back.
It's got a bullseye on the back of the referee shirt. Nice.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Great. I really appreciate that.
And it says Hank on the front,
yeah,
too, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Boy, that's great.
Yeah.
Will it fit you?
It doesn't matter. I could wear this in my Speedo and get really tight.
Oh.
Who was my friend that did that, buddy?
Well, it was made by Simply Country in Boscobel.
Imagine that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might be your buddy, your old pal that you get some tires fixed with once in a while.
Tire kicking Lynn. I sure appreciate that, Lynn. That's best joke of the day.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. Are you roughing somewhere tonight?
I am.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it quiet where I'm going now.
Well, you got your shirt with a target on it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it quiet now.
All right.
So thanks a lot, tire kicking Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have friends like that, you know what?
What do you know?
I don't need enemies. Apparently, I have one.
Do you have any jokes for us today?
A couple. Hey, you know when. Chickens communicate. Do you think they use foul language?
Yeah, they probably do. I know Speckled Pete did.
He was only towards you, though.
He was cursing all the time, and I was cursing back.
I'm sure you were.
You get those old spurs on your bare white legs. Yeah.
Ma!
Bruised me up pretty good, man.
Hey, everything was going great. Finally went on a date on Saturday, Phil.
Did you really?
I did.
Good for you.
Everything was great until she asked me if I wore boxers or briefs. I said, depends.
Yeah.
She just turned around and left.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
I didn't even get to finish.
Hank.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that.
One Sunday morning, a mother went in to wake her son and tell him it was ready to go to church time. And he said, I'm not going. And she said, why not? He said, I'll give you two reasons. One, they don't like me. And two, I don't like them.
Okay.
His mother replied, I'll give you two good reasons why you should go to church. One, you're 54 years old, and the other, you're the pastor. Get there.
Yes.
Oh, yes. What do you do, Hank? What do you do?
My wife and I were sitting on the couch on last night, Phil, watching the football game.
Ah, right.
And I hear a text that comes to my phone, realizing I left my phone in the kitchen. I get up to go get it. I read the text. It's from my wife and says, while you're in there, please bring me the chips.
No!
Oh,
it's sound like a trouble communicating there.
Why can you? Hey, I went skydiving on Thursday. Did you hear about
no,
this?
No, I didn't
event?
Know
yeah.
that. No,
yeah.
that's
skydiving
amazing.
On Thursday. The guy strapped himself to me. We jumped out of the plane, and as we plummeted to the earth, he said, "So how long you been skydiving as an instructor?"
Whoops.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Hey, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, giving you hopefully a chuckle or a groan today.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Well, Hank, I went to the doctor over the weekend.
Oh, and, everything okay, Phil?
I told the doctor that that I'm incapable of doing all the things around the house that I used to do. And the examination was over, and the doctor says, okay. I said, what's wrong with me? And he said, in plain English, the doctor said, well, I think you're just lazy, Phil. And I said, okay, well, give me the medical term so I can tell June.
Wow.
What is the medical term for lazy? I don't know.
can you please give me a medical term for it?
Oh, well, what do you do?
That can't be Googled?
Yeah.
That cannot be Googled at all.
Uh-huh.
I signed up for an exercise class starting tomorrow, Phil.
You did?
I did. They said if I had any loose-fitting clothes, I'm going, if I had any loose-fitting clothes, I wouldn't be signing up for this exercise class.
Keep adding some X's
yes,
on there.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was on a train the other morning.
Really?
Yeah, coming to work. And there's this woman looked at me sitting in the opposite seat. And every time, and she goes, every time you smile, I feel like inviting you to my place.
Really?
I was like, oh. I asked, are you single? She replied, no, I'm a dentist.
Oh, Hank.
Yes. Yeah. Here's something that most of us, here's something that most of us can relate to. The fact that my entire body cracks like a glow stick whenever I move, and yet to refuse to actually glow is very disappointing.
That's disappointing.
It is. It is.
Get up off the couch.
So, let's see here.
You have a kicker?
I have a kicker, buddy.
Really? Get out of the way.
It's very good, Phil. It's The Chicken and the Road is what it's called. A chicken walks in the library and says, book, book, book. The librarian gives the chicken three books, and it leaves.
Oh, cool.
The next day, the chicken returns and says again, book, book, book. The librarian gives it three more books, and it leaves. Curious, the librarian decides to follow the chicken. She watches it go down the road, over a hill, and into a pond, where it hands the books to a frog. The frog looks at the books and says, read it, read it, read it.
Ah. Oh, Hank.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Well,
better check that chicken's library card. I'm not sure. And how does a chicken carry three books? I suppose maybe one with a beak and two under each one right. each wing, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. Huh.
Or he's pulling a cart.
Could be. I never thought about that. Yeah.
You never know. But you, with all the questions, you just like you just sliced right through my jokes. You don't even care about that.
Yeah.
You're actually thinking, how does a chicken?
I'm
thinking back, how does a chicken get into the library, and how does a librarian actually talk to a chicken?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Crazy.
Librarians are talented, so.
They are very talented.
Maybe they know chickenese or chicken whatever.
Phil, I hope you have
that
a great day.
Good, man.
Be kind.
Hey, that's old Hank Bray.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's.
Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, WCCU.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
1950 on this day, your hit parade was broadcast on NBC. 1968, the Motion Picture Association adopted a film rating system ranging from G to X. 1982, the musical Cats opened on Broadway. Among the celebrity birthdays today include Kiernan Kane of the O'Kanes, who is 75, and musician John Mellencamp turns 73 today, the 7th of October. Our local and area birthday salutes are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Elena Kratzenberg from Richland Center Primary School, to Addison Schmidt from St. Mary's School this morning, and to Derek Kalish from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church, Carmen Olke with a birthday wish from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Best wishes to Dustin Jurgensen from Ash Creek United Methodist, to Ashley Durst from Lori and the Guys. Also, happy wishes to Tyler and Macy Wanick from Grandpa and Grandma Gunderson. Happy wishes to Bugs Bindle from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club, Jason Wancurl from the Durst Cousins this morning. Also, happy birthday to Ashley Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To husband Tim Owen, love from wife Mandy today. And a happy birthday salute to Floyd Anderson from your wife Vicki. Your sons and their families want to wish you a happy 75th today to Floyd. It's his diamond day today. Happy birthday to Amy Bindle from Bob and Heidi Shear. We have greetings going out to Grace Josem and Elena Kratzenberg from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Dustin Jurgensen and Liz Niemeyer from Willow Valley Birthday Club, Little Willow Birthday Club today. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Brian Clarkson, Ashley Durst, Colin Sharp, Amy Bindle, Brent Parker, Rich Gunderson, happy anniversary, Tim and Mandy Oman, and Brandon and Angelique Mott. Have a great day today. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday Wyatt Annan, Shannon Mumkamp, to Mary Gerhart and Perry Irish, along with Dan McCormick. Happy anniversary, DJ and Teresa Adams, and Tony and Shannon Baumkamp. Have a great day today. And best wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier to Liz Niemeyer, who celebrates a birthday today. And happy anniversary to Cal and Julie Lewis.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Joanna has the news coming up from WRCO on a Monday morning. Here's to our special couple celebrating today.
'Cause your love takes good care of me. Yes, your love takes good care of me. And when the rain falls and the wind blows and the storm is on the sea, I'll be saved. Your love takes care of me. When life for me gets weary and the sun refuses to shine, I'll run to the arms of the one I love, and there I'll hide. You know just what to do and say. You make my life worthwhile. And when I look into your face, I see heaven in your smile. And your love takes good care of me. Yes, your love takes good care of me. And when the rain falls and the wind blows and the storm is on the sea, I'll be saved. Your love takes care of me. I'll be saved. Your love takes care of me.
Jack Green, Your Love Takes Care of Me. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Be careful today and have a great one in Southwest Wisconsin.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Good morning. It is a sunny 31 degrees in Richland Center,
Forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy skies, a high of 66. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with patchy frost possible, a low of 38. In Richland Center, it is a sunny 31 degrees. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbeck family of dealerships.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Donald Trump is making it quite clear how important Wisconsin is in the presidential race. The former president was in Wisconsin Sunday for the fourth time in 8 days as his campaign showers attention on a pivotal state where Republicans fret about his ability to match Democrats' enthusiasm and turnout machine. Trump rallied voters in Juneau and Dodge County, which he won in 2020, with 65% of the vote. Wisconsin is perennial tight in presidential elections, but it's gone for the Republicans just once in the past 40 years. That was in 2016 when Trump won the state. A win in November could make it impossible for Democrat Kamala Harris to take the White House. The International Association of Firefighters has declined to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris, meaning her trip to Michigan on Friday came without the national group's official backing. Harris and Donald Trump are trying to get the upper hand with working-class voters in the closing weeks of the presidential campaign. Harris visited a firehouse outside Detroit. Organized labor has been a bedrock of Democratic support, but Trump is eager to make inroads with unions in the election and visited Michigan Thursday. He appeared Friday in Georgia with Governor Brian Kemp near a military base in North Carolina. President Joe Biden is back in Wisconsin tomorrow. Biden is holding a White House event in Milwaukee focused on creating jobs to replace lead pipes. He'll follow that with a trip to the Philadelphia area to campaign for Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey. Biden has delayed his travel due to Hurricane Helene response, the now-resolved East Coast longshoremen's strike, and Iran's attack on Israel. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the combined State Chamber of Commerce and Manufacturers Association, presented Representative Tony Kurtz with a Working for Wisconsin Award. Representative Kurtz was honored for his work during the most recent legislative session. The Working for Wisconsin Award recognizes legislators who supported specific pro-growth policies and earned a high rating on WMC's biennial legislative scorecard. The Working for Wisconsin Award is based on individual voting records, regardless of a legislator's partisan affiliation. Legislators who earn the award each session supported pro-growth policies and reforms aimed at improving the state's business climate. All Wisconsin legislators are considered for the award, but it is only earned by those who consistently vote to make Wisconsin a better place to do business. Working for Wisconsin Award winners must receive at least a 70% rating on the WMC legislative scorecard. The chair of the Federal Trade Commission stopped in Madison to discuss the economy. Lena Kahn says the FTC is keeping an eye on what it calls surveillance pricing, where companies may be able to charge each person a different price based on what they know about you. Kahn says in food and agriculture, more markets are being controlled by fewer companies. Kahn was joined by Democratic U.S. Representative Mark Pocan and a Dane County business owner during the stop. Vernon County is seeking three representatives from Vernon County watersheds interested in serving on the Flood Mitigation Alliance Committee. Preference will be given to representatives from active watershed groups. Goals for the Flood Mitigation Alliance include building relationships between landowners, conservation groups, producer-led watershed groups, and county, local, state, and federal partners. Outreach to landowners to encourage best management practice to address rainfall and runoff to increase infiltration. Educate landowners on funding funding sources available to implement best management practices, support high-risk areas to mitigate flooding, and promote sustainable land use policies and practices that inform state and federal legislation. The committee will report to Vernon County's Land Conservation and Education Committee. Interested residents should send a letter of interest to County Administrative Coordinator Cassandra Hannon at cassandra.hannon@verninconty.org or by mail to 400 Courthouse Square, Viroqua, 54665. Letters of interest should be submitted no later than October 9th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare fish, which may result from the Interstate Highway 39-90-94 Phase 1 and 2 project in Columbia County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual, endangered, or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation proposes to replace and expand the interstate bridge where it crosses the Wisconsin River with two new bridges, which will shift the footprint of the bridge slightly upstream. This will require constructing a new westbound bridge to the east of the existing bridge, removing the existing bridge, and constructing a new eastbound bridge in place of the existing bridge. The presence of the state-endangered starhead top minnow is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some fish. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on the endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take authorization. Copies of the Jeopardy assessment and background information on the starhead top minnow are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage or upon request from DNR conservation biologist Stacy Rowe at 608-228-9796. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the starhead top minnow by October 9th. City Utilities of Richland Center will be hosting a customer appreciation cookout Wednesday at the Community Center in Richland Center. Fun and food will be featured at the event, as well as plenty of information. Scott Gald is manager of Richland Electric Utilities.
We'll have booths like we've had in the past from each department. City departments will be there. We'll be having some drawings, some guessing games for bill credits. You go around to the tables, get a stamp that you know you attended, and then you're going to be in for some gift cards too. And we've got a great meal plan for you for customers. So just encourage everybody to come out and see what we've got. I think it's our fourth annual. It's been very positive and growing every year. So just look forward to seeing our customers and asking any of the staff any questions they have.
A wide variety of staff members will be able to help answer any questions you may have.
It's anything within the utilities, right? You've got all the superintendents, all the line staff, the field staff there. So any questions that folks have, they can ask.
The booths will have representatives available, including Jim Schwingel from WPPI Energy, who will have great information to provide.
Hopefully something that's interesting to people, and that's basically, you know, how to get money, what the sources are. You know, the Inflation Reduction Act dollars are now becoming available, and I'm just going to answer questions about tax credits and those programs to help people with their homes as far as energy efficiency.
The City Utilities Customer Appreciation Cookout will be held Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 at the Community Center in Richland Center. You can find information about Richland Center City Utilities at cityutilitiesofrc.com. Richland County United Givers is looking for support in reaching their 2024 fundraising goal of $39,000. As local nonprofit, the Richland County United Givers' mission is to raise funds for other nonprofit organizations serving the needs of the residents of the greater Richland County area. Jay Muller is a Richland County United Givers executive board member.
What's unique about United Givers is that there's 19 charities under one umbrella. Why don't I just cut one check that covers all the charities that are underneath United Givers? So it's kind of like a supermarket of charities. And the charities Mostly the majority of the money that we bring in for United Givers stays within our county, the majority of it. Sometimes, like in Muscatine EMS, those are may not be directly in the county, but they give Richland County mutual aid. And a lot of our organizations that we represent are synonymous and directly pointed towards this Richland County.
19 local nonprofit organizations are being supported this year by the Richland County United Givers, and new opportunities are being offered for residents and businesses to provide support.
We're going to start with doing a little pledging. And pledging is a pledge to donate some money to United Givers, which covers a lot of stuff. And the way you do that is you go to a friend or you go to your fellow worker and say, you know, that's a good organization. Oh, I'm going to pledge $20. And that starts a little snowball effect. And another thing we did this year, too, was that when we have a board that picks all the candidates that they have to put in an application, and what we do, we review all that. There's a special subcommittee that picks the people that put in applications, and then we review that. This year we did, and there's a few of these organizations we actually granted more money to because of their numbers going up and because of the good work that they do. And by making pledges and stuff, that makes us stronger so that we can catalyst into 2025. And you can actually mail us at Richland County United Givers at P.O. Box 228, or you can come online and donate through PayPal. Now, I'm not going to give you the www. Just Google it and you'll find us. But you'll notice that it says Richland County United Givers. That makes us synonymous to Richland County, as a lot of these organizations do.
The bulk of the money donated stays right in Richland County to help local residents.
When you give that dollar, you're helping your neighbor. You're helping somebody that might be 80 years old that might be having a problem making ends meet due to circumstances. You're helping newborns get their formula, diapers and stuff. And it's just a kind of like a short-term thing until they get back on their feet. A lot of time, illness takes people out of the work area, an unexpected injury. It happens to everybody. So these charities are set up to help them along their way.
Donations to help the Richland County United Givers meet their 2024 fundraising goal of $39,000 can be done online at rcunitedgivers.org or mailed to Post Office Box 228, Richland Center, 53581. For more information, visit the Richland County United Givers website or email them at rcunitedgivers@yahoo.com.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today is Monday, October 7th. Shirley May Eng, 92, of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial to follow in the Five Points Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center today from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at the Five Points Lutheran Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Shirley May Eng, 92, of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbach here from the Philbach Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive.